Chapter 38, Fired from Update. Norm, I told you this when I first spoke to you 4 years ago. It is imperative that you always have an exit strategy. But I don't want to leave, Lorne. I'm happy where I am, sitting behind a desk, reading from cue cards that are placed 2 feet in front of my face. I like working 10 minutes a week, and I don't plan on going anywhere. Besides, I just finished shooting a film. Don't you want a big-time movie star reading the news? Well, when you leave is not your decision, Norm. It's not? It had never occurred to me that it wouldn't be my decision when I left the show. I had long ago decided that I would spend my entire career on SNL, but had forgotten to inform Lorne about it. But if it wasn't my decision, then whose could it be? Are you telling me that you don't like me, Lorne? It's out of my hands, Norm, but I know Don wants to talk to you. Don was Don Ohlmeyer, the head of all the entertainment shown on NBC. I'd never met him, but I knew he lived in Los Angeles and had an office there, and brown hair. Why does he want me out, Lorne? He won't tell me. Don believes that it's cowardly to deliver such news over the phone, so we're flying you out to Los Angeles. The plane leaves within the hour. Next thing I knew, I was sitting in the great man's office. Norm, are you aware that I am very good friends with O.J. Simpson? Oh, yes, sir, I am. And I know I have been pretty hard on him on Update. I apologize for that. I guess where the blame really lies is in my institutionalized racism. Oh, no, Norm, you don't understand. I never had a problem with the jokes. I love them. I just noticed that about 6 months ago, you stopped doing them. You never bring O.J. up at all anymore. Well, Don, that's because a jury of his peers found Mr. Simpson not guilty of all charges filed against him. He's as innocent as you or me. If I was to mention O.J. at all on the telecast, it would be to deliver a profound and heartfelt apology for the cruel, racist remarks I made in my self-appointed role as judge, jury, and executioner. Norm, I've known O.J. for many years. He's a close friend. I visited him in prison every Monday morning, and you know how I'd greet him, Norm? No, sir, I don't. Well, I'd give him the business about this whole double murder thing. Lay a couple of zingers on him from your Update segment. Boy, old O.J. would see red, I'm here to tell you. And the more esteemed he got, the funnier it struck me. Oh, well, it's nice to know you like the joke, sir. Well, there's the rub, son, said Don. Ever since he's been acquitted, he and I golf over at Brentwood. We have a standing tea time every Monday at 6 a.m. Problem is, you've decided to stop doing jokes about him, and I don't have anything to zing him with. You follow? Sir, I hope you're not asking me to do what I think you are. If you want to save your job, Norm, get back to the O.J. jokes. You promise me that? And I promise that you can have Update as long as you like. I don't think I could do that, sir. What about the jury system and fair play and all that? Oh, come on, Norm. O.J. can take a joke. They're all meant in good fun, and I'm just a guy who works hard trying to make the TV viewers happy. Heck, the only kicks I get are when I can give my friend O.J. Simpson the business. Now, you wouldn't want to take that away from me, would you? I'll have to think about it, sir. But there wasn't a lot to think about. I flew back to New York and talked with Lori, Joe, Downey, Frank, and Ross. We all agreed that what we had done to O.J. had been unconscionable. We had been mostly fueled by my lifelong institutionalized racism. Now that we'd woken up to that fact, to continue to make O.J. jokes while the real killers were at large was out of the question. And for what? So Don Ohlmeyer could get under his pal's skin at the Brentwood Country Club? The only thing O.J. Simpson was guilty of was being the best running back in history. And while O.J. Simpson had proven himself to be the greatest rusher, I had proven myself to be the greatest rusher to judgment.